Hey folks, welcome back to another episode of Curses and Crossroads. Here we are in the last two episodes of season one, and for the last episodes of our Monster of the Week campaign. We are so grateful to have you with us again, and are so grateful that you have chosen to take any time at all to listen to our story. We really appreciate it, and we love to hear back from you. So if you'd like, feel free to reach out and check us out on our Twitter at CursesXRoadsPod. Just a couple of things to keep in mind as we come into these last episodes. It is going to be a depiction of war in a fantasy setting for the most part, so please just keep that in mind. As always, be sure to check our show notes for any content warnings or important details. And with that, we'll jump into the episode, but as always, we just wanted to say thank you for joining us in this space again, and without further ado, we will see you on the road.
I thought it was over, but it wasn't.
It's never over. You thought I was dead, bitch. I'm back.
Day six.
Take us there.
Otherwise
How many
known
days
as
do we have?
Just two.
This day six and seven.
Week.
Otherwise known as things get worse.
I love that.
Every year since I was born.
Typically, days at the lighthouse, as typical as you could call any of them, have begun at dawn. You were woken up by the sun, filtering in through the lantern and into the floorboards above the ceiling boards. Filters through the ceiling of barracks, of your living quarters. You popcorn awake at different times. Which of you typically wakes up earliest?
Me.
I thought so. You are awake and it is dark. A thing you're kind of used to. So you wander around, you make coffee, you do the various mom stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And when you look at the clock, it's 1 p.m.
The fuck?
So you go to the window, and there's nothing. It is shadow. It is darkness. It is literally the absence of anything.
Did we heal while we were sleeping at all?
Yes, each of you gets one.
Good.
Yeah.
Good remembering, Jet.
And you go to the windows, still, you go to the windows, still nothing. One of you goes to check the lantern. It is pitch darkness in every direction for as long as any of you can see. No stars, no light, no anything. Even you, Six Eyes.
Rude, but fair.
Nothing. What is interesting about this is the lighthouse itself isn't dark. Looking down from the lantern, you can see that the lighthouse itself is illuminated as if it were day.
We call Bob, I feel like.
You attempt to call Bob, roll use magic.
Oh yeah, sorry.
No guarantees.
Oh my god. 2, 1, so plus my 3, that's a 5.
All right, cool. Mark experience.
Does it matter at this point?
Mark experience. Yeah. I get to make a hard move anyway.
Oh, shit.
So the lighthouse was illuminated.
Yeah,
yes.
We're going to run out of time.
Yeah, I tried calling Bob and I crit failed. Basically got snake eyes.
Okay, yes. So Mark experience.
Yes.
Yes, I see nothing.
You attempt to contact Bob. You feel the flow of energy enter your hands. You summon the mist, and nothing happens. There is no one on the other end.
Ring, ring, hello? Hello?
Y'all, either I fucked up, which I'm not saying is impossible, but is unlikely, or something's wrong, or I fucked up. But I think something's wrong, because I don't fuck up.
So, how about I read a bad situation?
You can read a bad situation.
I always forget that that's an option.
Should I read? Oh, they're the same.
Yeah.
Should I read a bad situation or investigate a mystery?
Either would be applicable.
I have different questions to investigate a mystery.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, I know. And if I get a perfect role in investigating a mystery, I get a... investigate a mystery.
What happened here? What sort of creature is it? What can it do? What can hurt it? Where did it go? What was it going to do? What is being concealed here?
There's not.
Yeah.
Well, so concealed, maybe. But
concealed, maybe.
Yeah.
Read
that situation.
Yeah.
9, 12.
Nice.
On a perfect. Read a bad situation. Best way in, best way out, dangers we haven't noticed, biggest threat, what's most vulnerable to me, best way to protect the victims.
So, protect the victims would be us. My vulnerable is always going to be Jolvin.
Unseen threats, maybe? Because it's
yeah,
dark,
there's a very threat you haven't noticed yet.
You feel like something put you here, and you haven't seen what that something is yet.
Okay. I get 2, right? Is
that
perfect?
On a 12, you get 3.
Okay.
Best way to protect us, I guess,
yeah,
is by in, like,
protect
real.
The victims.
Your best bet is probably to not even attempt to leave the lighthouse.
Okay.
You don't know what's out there. You don't know if anything is out there.
So what are the other questions?
I forgot. Best way in, best way out. Did dangers you haven't noticed? What's the biggest threat? Most vulnerable, doesn't matter, and you already protected the victims.
Like, the biggest threat is the darkness. It's what's around
or
us,
what's
or the
darkness.
Thing that put us there.
Mm.
And we're still not sure what put us there.
Best way out of the darkness,
that's like,
maybe?
Yeah, best way out.
You're guessing if something can pull you out, or can pull you into whatever this is, your best way out is to try and make nice or destroy the thing that brought you here.
Okay, cool.
Airbolt? I'm going to say, not like he put us here, but I'm just like, hey,
well,
babe.
You're going to contact Bob, so we probably can't
true,
contact
but that,
anybody else.
That was a different thing. That was me fucking up.
As far
no!
as we're aware, though.
Oh.
No, I took a hard move, bud.
Oh, I thought it was just a failure.
Mm. Oh, it's a failure.
Damn. Okay, fuck. I'm open to ideas that don't involve getting eaten by the boys.
I have absolutely no idea.
Let's just call it out.
I do know a lot of languages, so do I yell?
Maybe.
Just like hello in 57 languages.
Yeah, I'd just be like, hello, hello, hello.
We're not saying hello.
Hello.
Hello is making yourself killed in a horror movie.
And
hard.
Once again, I am the gay white character. I would die first anyways, let's go.
Can I use spidey senses to figure out where it is?
I forgot what your spidey senses do.
Well, that's like I use magic, like.
Oh.
In that kind of sense, like if I can use magic.
Yeah, I'll let you use magic for that.
10. Well, 13.
Yeah, no, 13, you're able to do something beyond human limitation. You whisper like words of summoning, lots of come hither type language, and it materializes as this spinning print before you. And it slithers out of windows into the dark.
Can we see this happening? Like, would I recognize what language it is that's heading out?
It's not really, like, a specific script. It's just, like, shifting word. Yeah. It's just, like, a cool effect.
So we're quite literally fighting the darkness, or, like, an extension of the darkness.
After you do that, a door opens behind the four of you. Again, one that was not there.
Mm-hmm.
And in walks Diana.
Okay. So the embodiment?
And she sits herself down.
Diana's back, by the way.
I was listening.
Dirty Diana.
No. Well, I'm torn between diplomacy and kicking the bitch in the face.
We don't have the upper hand here. I would refrain from action.
Can I use my unnatural appeal to be like, hey, you should self-destruct?
Yeah, you can try that. You can try that
for
sure.
Find out why we're here.
Fine. Okay, that's the last resource. Does anyone want a sweet talk to find out why we're here?
What? Do we have to roll to sweet talk?
No. You can just talk until you do something that I think you would need to roll for.
So I assume since Diana was the closest to me, like...
Yeah.
I'll be like, what are you doing here?
Well, I won't lie to you. My mistress is not pleased.
What can you do?
Diana looks rough, by the way. Like bad.
Why did you do it?
Huh.
It's hard to explain. There's a... Something feels real good about the power you get doing our job. You get to kill things? No, you don't get to. You have to. Kill things that make any mortal man deader than a doornail. And you do it. Monthly, weekly, daily. You get to hunt things that have hunted humanity for eons.
And you never asked why?
Hell no. There was one point where I was in it to save everybody. That stopped a long time ago. That was before Hydra, though. I'm surprised you're giving me that stink eye there, Hightower. You never wondered why many old hunters are still there, did you? A lot of us, we turn into the things we hunt. It's a shitty job.
It's an old philosophy, is what it is.
Staying through this long enough, the neighbor stares back. It sometimes gives you a saucy little wink.
It stares back, and sometimes it offers you some.
The saucy little wink. Just most of us have high enough standards that, you know, I say most of us.
I wouldn't be leveling that at me there.
Yeah, no, I'm not one to throw stones in this glass house of mine.
Basically, the Legion we were a part of, the Legion your folks were a part of, already served one of these things. The bigger one offered me a better deal.
Well, it's a good thing we're not like our parents'
son,
isn't it?
Yeah, it turns out.
Looking kind of rough there. Yeah. I would offer to heal you again, but we saw how well that worked out last time.
Yeah, you'd, I don't think she'd like if you did that.
Yeah. Something tells me holy energy's gonna work on you either.
Oh, nothing you've been doing's holy, boy.
Fair enough. I mean, terrible.
I'm here, desperately. I'm dead tomorrow anyway. I was sent because I'm a person. Because you might be able to empathize with me. I didn't think so. I had one chance.
We'll see. What's the plea?
You gotta give in, kid. Just give her what she wants. She's willing to spare these three. She's willing to lock them up in a castle, something pretty. Something far away from everything else. Every creature comfort they could offer.
I do not like this. I will not let you do this.
All you gotta do.
I do not want to be locked in power. You go against my wishes.
I'm not gonna do that. You may as well just kill me on the spot.
Tomorrow, at what would be dawn, there is going to be a blue star. And it is going to come down. All you gotta do before it gets to the lighthouse is draw this sigil. And she, claws an oddly basic sigil into the table. She says, draw a dagger across your palm. Drag the bloody palm across your left eyes.
I mean, is this a bargain? Like, can I argue at all? Like, maybe.
That's how it happens. Or tomorrow I am ripped out of what is left of my body. She comes in, has me devour you. And she takes the world for her own.
Question out of character.
Answer out of character.
Is that Moid? Because of me, technically has him.
Zagdamoy, technically, because of you, has nothing to do with this anymore.
Zagdamoy is Sweden.
Well, but here's the thing. Because my guarantee was that I would save Earth.
Mm-hmm.
And so, if he turns and goes completely Hydra, and I fail my end of the deal, wouldn't he have right over Jovan anymore, or no?
No. Mm-hmm. The deal that was struck was because he will protect, Zuckmoy will back off.
Okay.
Zuckmoy only believed you because you did some ritual shit.
So, like, kind of argue for, like, more people. like, say, the world.
Well. I mean, you can try.
So our plan's what? Take over Flemeth? Kill the world anyways, no matter which way it goes. It seems like we die unless, you know, you all lock us up in some glamorous castle somewhere far away.
We are rats and chickens to these things. We are food and pests. That's about it.
Well, Diana, I'm not sure how many memories you have, but rats and chickens have killed humans before. Maybe not by pecking and scratching, but the Black Plague.
Yeah, rats carry diseases and stuff, and so that's a fun thing you did to my metaphor there, Squirt.
There's
Let me
ways
put it
for
another
us to
way.
Fight back.
We're tomatoes. We're less than tomatoes.
Guess what? Tomatoes are part of the Nightshade family, motherfucker.
Cool, then maybe gorillas will save us. What are you doing, boy?
I'm saying no fucking deal. I'm saying go back to your mistress and make peace with your last few hours as, I don't know, a fucking shell of who you once were. You chose the wrong side in this war, and you guys are both going down. We'll see you tomorrow on the battlefield.
If it's anything, bud, I won't be saying shit.
Then goodbye, Diana.
And she stands herself up on the table. Nods to each of you. And she leaves through the impossible door. And it closes.
I'm loving this.
Are we still in nothingness?
You're still in nothingness.
Well, y'all, that was... Like, I know we just woke up. I'm tired.
I'm proud of you.
Aww.
I'm really, really proud of you.
Y'all, look at the clock. There's a reason you're tired. It's midnight.
What the fuck?
I'm sick of this time trippy shit.
Right? Time dilation? I haven't tripped this hard with time dilation since college, and I've never even been there.
You didn't go to college.
No, I did.
No, that doesn't count.
I...
They were...
That was a high
drugging
school.
You up.
Well, no,
to
they...
To murder you.
Yeah, that went bad for them.
Yeah, I
think. Any host of it. Sleepy time, heal one more heart.
Yeah, I'm full health.
We just met all day six there.
In the void, talking to Dirty Diana.